You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. And if you haven't guessed or figured it out, or if you don't know, I'm JR. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everyone who's been locked in since the first hour of the show. We get started here at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He helped put the show together. He's helping to make sure that it runs smoothly. And thank you to you. There's no show if you weren't listening. Whether you agree, disagree, love me, hate me, could care less, I'm just glad that you're listening. Much love to everybody out there getting to the money. Thank you to everybody out there on the road, everybody at work, everybody at home, everybody at school, everybody just chilling, everybody holding it down. We're going to hold it down for one more hour. If you want to talk to me in the process, it's simple, 855-212-4CBS. I'm also on social media. You got Twitter? I do too. It's JR Sport Brief. You got Facebook? You damn right I got Facebook. It's at JR Sport Brief. You on Instagram? You damn right I'm on Instagram. I'm on all these things where people waste their time all day. I am at JR Sport Brief. Come waste your time with me on social media as well as the air. We've had a busy night. It's been a quarterback-filled night. Aaron Rodgers doesn't know what the hell his future holds, what else is new. Tom Brady sounded like he was basically cooked last night. We don't know if he's done with the Buccaneers or whether he's just completely done with the NFL. And then over the past several days, it's like for a younger quarterback like Joe Burrow, it's like the seeds are starting to be sown by the organization as to what his contract or future contract might look like. As their owner, Mike Brown of the Cincinnati Bengals, is pretty much taking the approach of, yeah, we want to keep him here forever. Yeah, we know it's going to cost money. I don't know how the hell we going to pay everybody else if we got to pay him a lot of money. And I certainly hope he can take the approach of Patrick Mahomes and just, try to do something a little friendly for us. I'm like, what? That's what you want? Why don't you just say, I hope that he takes a discount? Say that. You don't have to beat around the bush. And if I'm Joe Burrow, a discount, pay me. Pay me. Man, it's hard playing in the NFL. It's hard getting bread. And Tom Brady is the one example. Name me three others. Give me a larger proof of concept. Who the hell gives up money? Tom Brady is wealthy beyond, oh, I got an NFL contract. And at the time this man was giving away all his damn money, the man was also married to a woman who made more money than he did. Like, I think a lot of people forget that it's a business. Oh, well, we're doing this for the team and we got to win a Super Bowl. Well, man, you can make a lot of money and still go out and compete for a championship. I'm sorry. Patrick Mahomes, are they going to win the Super Bowl? I don't know. This man is making $40, $45 million a year. You going to be shocked if he wins another one? So what do we say then? Oh, well, he did it, Mahomes did it. It's tough being a professional athlete, sticking around, an exclusive company. How many kids grow up saying, I want to be a pro? How many actually get there? And the dudes who get there, not everybody is getting these gigantic deals. We only talk about the cream of the crop. And so when you have an opportunity to make just generational wealth, do it. Tell Mike Brown to take a discount. Say, give me a piece of the Bengals. Give me a point or two in the valuation of the franchise. Give me that. Can't happen, not happening, but you get my point. Take a discount. 855-212-4CBS. What do you think Joe Burrow should do? And if he decides to be team friendly and save some cash, then good for him. But not me. I ain't doing that. Most of these professional athletes don't want to do it either. They want to get paid first and then compete for a championship. Everybody, every man for themselves. You go get your own money. 855-212-4CBS. Crystal is here from New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Crystal, you're live.
Oh, hi. I think he should definitely get paid. Born and raised in Cincinnati, Bengals has been a part of my life forever. And if he, I mean, he deserves the money. Why not? And Tom Brady, he got his money, too. He got his money. I mean, and Mahomes is getting his money. Why not Brady? And the energy that Burroughs and Chase has gave to Cincinnati is unreal. We haven't had it since I'm 44. The last time we went to the Super Bowl and played 49ers, you know, and the Chase and Burroughs connection and chemistry is electrifying. And not only does he have connection with, you know, Chase, but he's got connection with Mixon, and he's got connection with T. Higgins, and he's got connection with multiple of the players, not just one. They would be silly not to give him the money.
We know they're going to attempt to pay him. I guess my question is, do you believe he should take a discount? That's the question.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No. No way. Go make that money. And I, one of the other callers said that him and Chase will leave. Yeah, they're going to. And it's going to be, you know, Cincinnati's loss. It really is. But we wouldn't blame them at all in any way. I mean, the owners of the Bengals have been cheap for as long as we've ever known them. And they're just now putting money into the team. And, I mean, Cincinnati is on fire right now. Just the town, the energy that is going on. I've been to – I'm a season ticket holder, so I've been to numerous games this year. And, I mean, it's unreal down there. And they make money. They make money. So I don't understand why not pay him so that we can keep him, so that Cincinnati, the organization, can continue to make money and build this franchise for once.
No, absolutely.
So,
I can dig it.
No,
thank you, Crystal.
Definitely do not take a discount, Burroughs.
Okay.
Get your money, Crystal.
Thank you. Yeah, go get all the money. Why not? Teresa's here from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Teresa.
Hi. I'm telling you, he should not take a discount. And look at all the money they're going to make selling jerseys, food, their name. You know, once they get all this money, and if these guys go out there and get broken up on that field, who's to say they're going to ever recover? Give that man his money and stop being cheap. And that's all I got to say about it.
All right. Thank you, Teresa, for calling from Cleveland. I will never forget TJ Houzmanzada talking about how cheap the Bengals were as an organization. Typically, you have home games, and the home team will stay in a hotel because you don't want the guys out the day before. It's not just something that takes place during the Super Bowl. You want to have your guys in one place. You want to make sure they're fed. You want to make sure that they get some rest and that you can basically shuttle them over to the stadium and then have the game without any type of distractions. Houzmanzada said that the Bengals, if they were home, they didn't even put them up in a hotel. That you'd have guys going out the night before and then heading right over to the stadium. Like, what are we doing here? Is that still the case? I'm not so sure. Probably not. But that's an example of where they have been. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tommy is here from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, what's going on, my brother? How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
So the question is, should Joe Burrow take a pay cut or a discount? The answer is no. But the answer lies in what is Joe Burrow's market value? Market value is whatever somebody's willing to pay you. And if somebody else is willing to pay Joe Burrow X amount of money and Cincinnati's not, then that's Joe Burrow's market value. And then that's it. Period. End of story. Right? There's no negotiation beyond that. Unless Joe Burrow, in that position, wants to help his team out and wants to stay. And that's happened before. You know, Drew Brees did it here in New Orleans. I think Joe Montana did it once in Frisco, and I think Aikman did it in Dallas. So it's, I guess it's just a, you know, a snapshot in time. If the quarterback is in the right spot at the right time, boom, yeah, I'll take a discount because I'm making some more money. But at this point in time, Joe Burrow is not at that point in his career to make that decision. And so, he should not take a discount.
Well, you said a whole lot there. The guys that you mentioned are about once in a decade. If I have to start thinking about Tom Brady, Brees, and Aikman, you might as well pick out a handful of guys over the past 20, now 30 years. So
yeah, I was just giving examples of guys who had taken pay cuts.
Sure, but that kind of goes to my point about how exclusive of a space this is. And the NFL over the past 30 years has also changed just dramatically in the amount of money that can be made. So it's a tough thing to look at. It's not.
I get you, man. And I guess.
Well,
hold
on,
Tommy.
Jeez.
No, I'm sorry.
I let you speak uninterrupted for about 90 seconds. I'm looking at it. The clock is ticking. I want to respond to what else you said about his market value, and he's not in that space.
Okay.
This is it flat. He has leverage. And this is what the Bengals don't want to do. They don't want to have their backs up against the wall the same way that the Ravens have their backs up against the wall. If you're not going to pay this guy what market value is, and we ain't talking about a house, we're talking about an NFL quarterback, the value is set. There is no way in hell that this man is in line to make less than a Kyler Murray at about $46 million per year, or a Patrick Mahomes who's sitting at 45, unless he wants to give you a quote-unquote hometown discount. He's going to make between $45 and $55 million per year. My point isn't so much about what his value is that he shouldn't have to bend over for an owner who's already running his mouth for an entire year about almost pushing poverty on the guy. That's my point.
I agree with you, but if that's that owner's choice, then that's his choice. And Joe Burrow, like you said, has, you know, the advantage. And Joe Burrow can take his ball and go play elsewhere. The owner takes that position. I'm like you, JR. I hope he doesn't take that position, but if he does, then Joe Burrow's going to, you know, that reaction has a reaction, right?
And, he would be correct. But let me tell you something, and we've seen this for a long time in Cincinnati. Mike Brown would be the ultimate dumbass if he decided to, A, cry poverty and then have his back up against the wall and then have to make a larger decision. Because what he doesn't want to do, if he wants him to take a hometown discount and you're begging and pleading for Joe to do it and he doesn't, then what you going to do, tag him? You're going to have to pay him $50 million in the first place.
Right. Well, you know, Jim Irsay, I mean, what's that guy's name? He also football team, so anything can happen. Dude, isn't it true that like Cincinnati didn't have an indoor practice facility until like a couple years ago?
I have heard that. I'm not so sure. I do know. Okay. I have heard other stories about towels and Gatorade and hotel rooms, so I wouldn't put that out of the realm of possibility.
All right, boss. Talk to you later, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you for calling from New Orleans. Who gives up free money? Mason is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, hello. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the one thing about the Brady, real quick, about him taking less money, the urban legend was he had his own little store in the stadium, and he would sell his products and that, and he would get a lot of cash from that.
Well, but I don't know if I even want to quantify that as urban legend, because I highly doubt that his store was making upwards of, I don't know, $10-15 million a year. But go ahead.
But, yeah, well, Joe Burrow's, the reason he's not going to take a hometown discount is because Patrick Mahomes, the way he just said, oh, you want to take a hometown discount, Burrow deserves a lot more than that. So that's why I think he'll just go ahead and just ask for it all.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's not to say, and thank you, Mason, for calling from North Carolina. That is not to say that Joe Burrow won't go in and say, hey, I don't need 52 or 53 or 54. He might say, I'm okay with a Mahomes-type deal. He might say, yeah, sure, give me 10 for 45, 10 for 47. Yeah, lock me in. He doesn't have the same type of accomplishments. Not at all. He is accomplished. And so this is not to say that Joe Burrow won't take one. He might. He might leave a few more dollars on the table. I'm just not digging the owner running around telling everybody, letting everybody know, I hope my quarterback can do what Mahomes does. Not look at what the next guy next to you is making and decide, well, I need to make more money than him. You the owner, you already sound like a cheap ass saying statements like that. Come on. PJ's here from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going?
Very well, PJ. What's up?
So it's your Domino's delivery driver guy. So they definitely should pay Joe Burrow. I think he's just turned that franchise around these last few seasons.
Yeah, no, they definitely will attempt to pay him. But do you think he should just, you know, kind of play nice and leave a few dollars on the table?
That's a hard one. I think he should, especially, you know, for his boy, Ja'Marr Chase, you know, college teammates. You know, I think he should leave some money for his buddy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, with the salary cap continuing to move up, I don't know. Not so sure about that. Hey, PJ, more importantly, Speaking of, like, saving me and a listener some money, there ain't no Domino's code that we could use?
Yeah, let me know which Domino's is close to you, and I'll call that store for you.
Oh, man, PJ, you full of it, man. I don't believe you. You can't do you in Sacramento. I'm in Atlanta. Why are you playing games with me on the radio?
I just do want to mention one thing about my Vikings. I know you talked to somebody from San Francisco that was a Vikings fan earlier.
Yes.
I just been telling my buddies and my family that these last few seasons, we do need corner help. That's just a big thing on defense.
Yeah. Well, I could have told you that by looking at the stats, the numbers, and the games all season long, man. It's pretty
31st
pretty pitiful.
Ranked.
Yeah, well, look, you giving up 270, 280 yards in the air a game? Come on. It's disastrous.
Yeah.
Thank you, PJ. Be safe out there, okay?
You too. Have a good one.
No doubt about it. Let's stay in Sacramento and talk to Paul. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
Paul, I know damn well you don't got me on no speakerphone. Where you at?
I'm over at the house right now. Hold on real quick. Hold on, I got something to say.
Hold on. What the hell? You got you call me, telling me to hold on. What is this? Hey, Chef, what is this? What is he doing?
I'm just amazed that JR has Domino's.
Domino? Listen, I'll take a discount.
I didn't know you eat that stuff.
That stuff? Every now and then I'll have some pizza.
It is not conducive to cooperating with your digestive system at all times, and that's putting it mildly.
Wow,
it's true.
You should have told that was PJ. You should have told
PJ. No, listen. No disrespect to anyone who works at the fine establishment at Domino's, but it's not the healthiest food you'll ever find in your life.
No, it's not.
It's not even close.
That's why I ain't eating it every day.
But I thought you never eat that stuff because you're like a machine.
Pizza? I eat pizza. Come on.
I didn't know. Seriously, I didn't know that. Like I thought you
wait
eat
a minute.
Like
you really don't think I eat Domino's or pizza.
Well, every time I've talked to you about food, you always talk about like very lean meats and vegetables and fruits, and you're not putting in any sugars or you know like high you know fructose, you know corn syrup and all that. And so I always was under the impression that you and when you look at you, not to make this all weird, but if anyone's actually seen JR in his photos, you probably have 5% body fat.
Yeah, I had quinoa, spinach.
Right, exactly.
chia seeds before I came on air this evening. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So it's like if Novak Djokovic or Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime talked about eating at Chuck E. Cheese or KFC. That's what it's like.
Well, I have a line somewhere now, okay?
Fair enough.
But Domino's, yeah, I'll have some Domino's every now and then.
I guess even your best friend, The Rock, has a cheat day, so.
Do you see what that guy eats?
I know he's got a legitimate cheat day every week.
What does he have, a donut?
Oh, my God. He goes nuts. He goes to town on, like, Danishes.
I think there's some
donuts,
other things,
right?
The Rock. I think there's a few other things he'd be cooking if you get my drift.
Yeah, I heard, and you pointed this out. Adam did not do well.
Adam who?
His movie.
Oh, was it Black Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard it sucked. Right. It's already on, HBO something, Max? It's
right.
Already there.
Straight to VHS, yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to say anything negative about The Rock because I like him. He's eating all these amazing foods and going to the gym and looks like that.
And he's 50 now.
He is 50.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not getting, he's not cooking, you know, right. What The Rock is cooking. There's nothing else he's cooking.
Right.
I'm just saying. You can work out in the gym a lot, but I mean, damn. Let's see if this Paul guy.
I was about to say, he better have you on speaker right now.
That's what I'm saying.
We gave him enough time.
Hey, JR, hold on. Paul, are you here?
JR, yeah. So I deeply apologize for everything, but I just got to come out. I'm going to tell you what's going on here. First of all, going back to. Let's go. First of all, I want to rip about my Sac Town, my Sacramento Kings. That's number one. My Sacramento Kings are balling right now, and Harrison Barnes is straight balling. But let me go back to the Joe Burrow situation. To the Joe Burrow, does he deserve hella bread? Yeah, he deserves bread. But he needs to achieve that bread. He needs to go further and beat the Buffalo Bills to get that bread. Do I feel he's going to beat Buffalo this weekend? Absolutely, he's going to beat Buffalo this weekend. Okay? I believe Joe Burrow is a great quarterback with Jamar Chase. Without Jamar Chase, it's a wrap. It is a wrap. But Joe Burrow definitely deserves his bread was coming to him. He's definitely made it to the playoffs. He's definitely came to this team, made this team great. He is a great pick. He's a good quarterback.
Okay. Well, thank
now,
you.
Now getting out of the NFL because
Paul, you made me wait. You gotta wait. I gotta go to commercial.
Man.
Now you call me and then you were here and then I pick up and you're like, hold on.
My bad.
It's okay. Next time, just be ready to roll, okay, Paul?
Yeah, but the Sacramento
Kings
are balling. You know it's true.
Huh, what?
You know the Sacramento Kings are balling?
Yeah, four straight wins. Let's see what they do in the postseason. But there's reason
for
optimism, okay, Paul?
For the first time, JR.
I know, it's been a million years.
Sabonis is a beast.
Okay, yeah, Sabonis was a beast, and Devox was a beast, and Chris Webber was a beast, and Devox, all them guys were beasts, and you got something to be happy about right now. Be happy. The Kings are good right now. They're good. I'm happy for them. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out, and then I do want to talk about quickly these 49ers and these Cowboys. Shep had an interesting question to start things off. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years. And, man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, thank you. I don't know how often someone has told me the show is beautiful, but I'm here for it. I'm fine. I hear all the things, so I'm fine with that. And one of the things that we heard last night, and we mentioned this earlier on in the show, this is Jerry Jones kind of changing his tune on his kicker less than 24 hours after Brett Maher went out there and just went 1-for-5 on extra point attempts. Last night, Jerry Jones was right after the game. He's like, oh, yeah, no, we're going to stick with him. And then he spoke to all of our friends in Dallas this morning on 105.3 The Fan, and he was basically like, oh, yeah, well, now we're going to take it day by day. And so Jerry Jones just automatically kind of changing his tune. And we know this is going to be important. Got the 49ers and the Cowboys. The 49ers are trying to avenge, or excuse me, the Cowboys are trying to avenge their loss from last season's postseason. And, Shep, you asked a question. You said that even with this whole kicker situation going on, you said the pressure is on the 49ers?
Well, I mean, when you talk about the best team in the NFL, certainly the hottest team in the NFL, Purdy's anything but Mr. Irrelevant. You have by far the best defense. You have arguably the best head coach. Apologies to Bill Belichick and McVay and Andy Reid. And you have all the weapons they have. And CMC and what the energy and the juice he has given this franchise. How can the 49ers not be the overwhelming favorites? And so for the first time in a long time, the Cowboys win a road game. They get that monkey off their back first time in 30 years. They're playing with complete house money, something Nadal won't know a lot about because he just lost the Australian Open, by the way. I'm sure we're all aware of that. That's crazy Nadal just lost. I just saw that. It's amazing. But, JR, but the point is, yes, the Cowboys have no pressure whatsoever now. And Dak, for the first time, played a great, not a very good, because he's been very good against Aaron Rodgers and lost. He's been great in the postseason.
I don't think so. I feel like the Dallas Cowboys are pretty much up against it all the time. More so internally from their own, you know, bat blank crazy owner and the fan base. I think the expectations are always there for the Dallas Cowboys because win, lose, draw, good season, bad season, terrible season, they're always getting smacked around. And here you have the 49ers, although they have a great team and great talent surrounding Brock Purdy, it's pretty much, I think, understood that if Brock Purdy goes out and has a bad game, they're just going to go, oh, well, it finally happened, and it was bound to happen, and they'll think about the quarterback position. But I don't think there's a year that goes by where the Dallas Cowboys aren't underneath the proverbial gun when it comes down to pressure. And I think, all things considered, the 49ers are the ones on this magic carpet ride. They're on the third-string quarterback that no one expected to be here, and they've still been able to find success. Kyle Shanahan talked about it, especially as it relates to Brock Purdy and the importance of this current playoffs. Take a listen to this.
Playoffs means, all it means is if you lose, the season's over. Besides that, you're usually going against good teams. But we have seen them do it against good teams, and the pressure's always on.
Pressure's always on. But we know that it's more understandable. I mean, if Jimmy Garoppolo was out there, he'd be getting destroyed right now. People would be waiting on him to get either injured or fail. Unfortunately, he got injured in the regular season. And so to go from Trey Lance to Jimmy G and to a dude most people never heard of until about a little more than a month ago, I think it's still on the Cowboys. People wait for them to go out there and choke. And we'll talk more about this matchup and who we think will win later on in the week. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to more of your calls before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I also want to mention these New York Giants, because the New York Giants are going to be out there as well. One of our callers mentioned the Eagles. And so we'll talk about that briefly before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener, I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I gotta tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. As we continue on with the week, or not even tonight's show, you probably know I'm going to have to shut up here in a little while, make way for Amy Lawrence at the top of the hour. I'm waiting on the football games just like everyone else. And Saturday we have a matchup that opens things up for us on the divisional round, or in the divisional round of the playoffs. We got Jacksonville taking on Kansas City. And we know that Trevor Lawrence, after that big comeback, four interceptions, turning it into four touchdowns, and ultimately a victory, as we talk about pressure heading into the postseason, now that we're already here, like, they ain't no pressure on Jacksonville. Kansas City is going to be expected to stomp them out. And knowing that they're in Kansas City, I wonder if, Trevor Lawrence will get some barbecue to eat, since he was so keen on picking up some Waffle House while he was in Jacksonville, obviously at home. Now, Shep, I know you asked me about some damn Domino's. Shep, I know you're in New York.
Yes, I am. Yes.
But you were down here at one point. Have you partaken in Waffle House? Are you a fan?
I've never been to a Waffle House in my life.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's not a lot of Waffle Houses in New York City, you know.
I know, but you weren't in New York City forever.
No, that's true.
When you come down to Georgia, we get you to Waffle House.
Okay. That's
maybe
that's...
when I get out of the studio, I'm going to go get some for myself.
Okay. That sounds good. I figure this is a tease for something that happened at a Waffle House.
No, just Trevor Lawrence. Just after the game, he went to Waffle
House. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. That's right. Yeah.
They should, I would say Waffle House should give him a sponsorship, but they don't need it. what are we paying this guy a couple million dollars for? We don't need him.
Well, Trevor Lawrence will be done playing football in 2023 in about 4 days. So.
Oh, man. Ouch.
It's true. It's true, JR. They don't have a shot against the Chiefs.
Don't say not a shot.
They don't have a shot in hell against the Kansas City Chiefs. There's no
Everybody has a chance,
no.
right? A chance?
No, no. They're not going to Arrowhead and beating Patrick Mahomes in a divisional round. It doesn't happen.
Everybody has a chance. They just have a small one. Well, the second game, there's a chance there, right? The New York Giants versus Philly. We don't know what the hell is going on. Well, his arm is supposed to be okay.
Right.
Jalen Hurts has been said that he's been back to a normal practice schedule at this point in time. And we just, I guess we got to believe it, right?
Well, JR, even if you're talking about a healthy, vibrant, spry Jalen Hurts, he ain't Patrick Mahomes on Patrick Mahomes' worst day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nobody's calling him Mahomes.
Right, which is why Trevor Lawrence might as well just stay in Jacksonville. I know. Obviously, I'm kidding. He's going to play the game. But what I'm saying is that is going to be a bloodbath. That is going to be a 5-6 year veteran going on year 15 in Patrick Mahomes that is on a vengeance tour to show the world what happened against Joe Burrow, and that second half disappointment will never come up again in his playoff career.
All right, you're beating a dead horse.
Copy
Or a dead jaguar.
Copy that.
Just leave it alone. It's dead. It's not moving any. Just leave it alone, okay?
Got you.
But the other game on Saturday between the Giants and the Eagles, it should be more competitive. And, yeah, there's a lot of conversations about Hurts and his status and how well he's feeling. And then the New York Giants, you want to talk about a feeling pressure. What pressure do they feel? There was not a damn thing expected for the New York Giants this season. This was supposed to be is Daniel Jones going to stay healthy and be decent? Is Saquon Barkley actually going to bounce back to look like what he looked like in his rookie year? And the answer was just yes, all across the board. And so the New York Giants are here after knocking off the Vikings in a wild card round. And even the Eagles are bigging up the Giants for being here. Nick Sirianni, who is always pretty fun to listen to, he had high praise for Brian Daboll and the Giants coaching staff. Listen to this.
There's some different things that they're doing. Obviously, they're good coaches and they got good players. And when you have good coaches, you know, they're going to adapt to what they're doing well. And they had a bye week over the time that we played them, and they've had, you know, some time off. They've had, you know, time to self-diagnose. And so sure, because those, you know, because Wink and Dable and Kafka and all that, and Bobby Johnson and Mike Groh, because all those guys I respect a lot, and they're good coaches. You know, they're going to figure out what they're doing well, and they're going to try to repeat that. And so, sure, you see some differences in that aspect.
Listening to Nick Sirianni always makes me laugh. Reminds me of that first press conference. Well, we have a process, and we put guys in a good process to do things that they're good at, and less thinking, more action. Less action, more thinking means good football. He's always fun to listen to. Anyway, I just told you that there should be no damn pressure on the New York Giants. The New York Giants are just here, and everything else is pretty much a bonus and a plus. It's kind of crazy to me that the New York Giants, if they win this game, that they would go to the conference championship. Like, that is just, that's just crazy to me that it's a possibility. Now, having said that, are the Eagles going to smoke them? I don't think so. I think the game will be closer. I'll give you a prediction later on in the week. But Daniel Jones, he's not taking the thought of, I'm just happy to be here. He's not going with that. He's trying to keep on kicking ass.
Certainly, you know, feel like we've, you know, played well to this point. But, you know, by no means are we satisfied with just getting here. And there's a lot of work to do for us, you know, and we're excited to do it. But, you know, that's been the approach this week.
Okay. The New York Giants, they get into the postseason. Well, not the last time they went to the postseason. The Packers just punched them in the mouth. But they have a tendency to go on these magic carpet rides when they get into the postseason. And it's going to be a fun one. We get an NFC East matchup that you see all the damn time. It'll be fun watching the New York Giants take on the guys right down the highway, right down the New Jersey Turnpike, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's get some of your calls in before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Maryland. Go ahead, Mike. What's up, man? Mike?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you, man. You give us some great entertainment as Uber drivers being out here driving around all night.
Well, thank you, man. I take great pride in that. I have a, what you call it, Uber One? Is that what that is?
I'm Uber X. I'm the basic, man. I'm just out here trying to get what little money I can.
Okay, take everybody's money. What's up, Mike?
I'm trying to be like Joe Burrow, man. I'm trying to get paid. I wanted to talk about that subject. So, look, if you're better than 80% of your coworkers, collect your check.
Don't leave none on the table for them. Okay, Mike. Are you in a you in an Uber right now? Or are you breaking into somebody's house?
Nah, man. I was throwing some trash away. I'm just wrapping it up, about to go in and have some dinner.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Mike, I hope you made some good money. What you going to eat? You going to have Waffle House?
Man, I got Wawa, but look, if you're taking Chef to Waffle House, you got to do it after 2 a.m.
Uh-oh. What do you want me to show him? There's going to be more than food there.
Oh, yeah. You got to go when the strippers are there, bro.
The strippers?
Yeah, man. After the strippers get off work.
Oh, at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, man. That's when the fun starts.
All right. I'm going to plead the fifth there, Mike. I don't know what you're talking about. I appreciate you, man.
Have a good one, brother.
You as well. Hey, Chef, did you hear that? Is that okay?
I heard that. Personally, no judgment. I don't prefer that lifestyle.
So you don't want to see? You don't want to go to Waffle House at 3 a.m.?
No, 2:30? No interest to go to Waffle House and see. No.
Well, the strippers, they have clothes on.
And I understand that. It is not a good look for society that we still have that in our vernacular.
What in vernacular? Strip club?
Yeah. It's completely dehumanizing. And I don't think it's a form of entertainment that we should be accepting of in 2023. I'm just being real about that.
You just lit my entire city up in flames.
I'm saying I don't judge anyone that likes that and prefers that kind of entertainment. I just think it is It is low-hanging fruit, and it is appealing. You know what? I'm going to stop myself. I'm going to quit while I'm not ahead.
I'll just ask you if you want to go to Waffle House.
No, but then you ask me if I want to go to Waffle House under those conditions, and the answer would be respectfully no. JR, I would always hang out with you.
I can't help it if there's strippers in Waffle House at 2:30. They don't have nothing to do with me.
Man, if
they're just there. They want to eat, too.
Can't we just give them the money to those who strip to do what they want and advance themselves without having to watch them, you know, defame their body and absolutely, you know, do soul-sucking, you know, actions?
They are.
Okay.
They are doing what they want to do.
I don't know about that. Some might, but not most.
You need to come here to you need to come down here to Georgia.
Okay.
I don't think people are we ain't dragging people up onto the pole, man. Okay.
I understand. I don't think when I asked them at 10 years old what they want to do with their life, whether it be doctor, lawyer, politician, or an actress, they said I want to be a stripper. But that's just me.
There's some things you don't know until
right.
you know.
Fair enough.
It's just you don't know until you know. Well, anyway. We'll go to Waffle House. We'll go at 2 a.m. before anyone gets off of work. And then you could just have a grand slam, an all-star.
Right.
You don't sound enthused.
I'm enthused. I trust you, JR.
It's all right.
Trust in the JR Sport Brief. If you are allowing me to go down that path, I will follow.
Oh, it's just Waffle House. It's not going to kill you. Okay. Be okay. Anyway. If you're here in Atlanta, Georgia, and in the next, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes, if you see me pull up in a Waffle House, do me right. I want one of them sandwiches that they make right now. But anyway, the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to the great super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Tomorrow, top six list. Athletes who took too damn long to hang it up. I'm hanging up the microphone for right now. I'm taking my ass to Waffle House. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. I'll catch you tomorrow. Amy Lawrence is coming up next.